This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, September 30th. God's word for you today is His hand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And it says, "Don't destroy yourself by getting drunk, but let the Spirit fill your life." In other words, do not be filled with alcohol or with wine. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that the Spirit of life will come upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Spirit of truth will overshadow you in the name of Jesus. So the question is, how does this work? I am glad you asked. It is important to mention, even as we delve into how it works, that some people will feel disappointed because it does not sound hard enough. It does not sound spiritual enough. Like when Elisha told Naaman to go and dip himself in the Jordan. Naaman was a war general. He was used to difficult things. So he did not think Elisha's instruction was hard enough. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13 says, "But his officers tried to reason with him and said, 'Sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply, go and wash and be cured.'" Very often, God is leading us in a direction and we are not moving because we do not think it is hard enough. I pray that you receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save you and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. So, do you want to know how this works? Do you want God to lay his hands upon you? Do you want your life to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Four things. Number one, desire. Desire his hands. Desire the hand of God to be laid upon you. Desire to be filled with God. Let that be a heart's desire. The reason people do not receive of God is because they do not come hungry. They do not come with a burning desire. If you dip a stone and a sponge into water, when you bring them out, the stone will still remain the same. Same weight, same mass, because it is completely hardened. The sponge, on the other hand, will come out with more. More weight, more mass, because it has soaked up water. Learn from the sponge and be ready to soak up what God has for us in season. And this season, the hand of God is coming upon his people. Are you thirsty? Are you desirous of God? Are you hungry for him? It is popularly said that the proof of desire is pursuit. The only way you can know if someone desires something is if the person goes after that thing. If you are hungry, you go and eat. If you are not pursuing, then you are not desirous. This applies to every area of life. What does the hand of God mean to you? How can it change your life? Let us pray. Father, I desire you. My desire is that the hand of God will rest upon my life and I will be filled with the Spirit of God. Fill me with even more hunger, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.